Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Philippines warmly welcomes the delegation of Palau to the second cycle of the UPR and the presentation of its national report. As a fellow climate change vulnerable country, my delegation understands the challenges and constraints faced by Palau, particularly the adverse impact of the climate change-induced super typhoons and rise of sea levels to the full and effective enjoyment of human rights of its people. It is highly commendable that despite this constraint, Palau never wavered in promoting and protecting human rights of its people. My delegation welcomes Palau's signing of 8 core international human rights conventions during the review period. The next step is for Palau to ratify these human rights conventions. We encourage Palau to remain steadfast in pursuing the work towards its ratification of these conventions. We appreciate Palau's openness to receive migrant workers. We are, however, concerned about the reported increased vulnerability of migrant workers to involuntary servitude and debt bondage as a result of strict labor regulations, including restrictions on changing employers. My delegation would be interested in knowing the measures undertaken by Palau to promote and protect migrant workers' human rights. My delegation also acknowledges the significant efforts of Palau to combat human trafficking. We are particularly concerned with the reported increasing number of women trafficked for sex exploitation and men for labor exploitation. We are also concerned about the apparent lack of progress in prosecution and eventual conviction of the traffickers. Bearing all the above in mind, my delegation submits the following recommendations for the consideration of Palau. First, continue to engage international and regional partners to seek technical and other assistance towards its full compliance with its human rights treaty obligations. Second, strengthen laws and regulations to prevent and address human trafficking, including providing effective assistance to trafficked victims and prosecution of traffickers. And third, step up efforts to enact legislations to implement the Convention of the Rights of the Child. We wish Palau a successful review. Thank you, Mr. Vice.